Claire Gresham, audiobook sample. I gathered my dark wool cloak around me and pulled the hood up before heading away from the gruesome scene. I didn't want to take the chance of being noticed by those searching for others to execute. The whole town square was filled with gawkers, young and old, who had come to see Nettie hang. I could hear them even now, their cries of death to the witch making me feel sick. According to the court's findings, Nettie was doing the devil's work. She still hung suspended, her swan-like neck broken, long blonde hair and filthy tangles down her back from the time she spent in the dungeon, her body limp and swinging. I ran, only pausing before the bridge to catch my breath, wondering if my stomach would turn on me. But the feeling subsided. If they wanted a real witch, they should have picked me. If they knew I was able to travel through time, I would have been burned or hung along with her. But I'd taken care to stay off their radar as much as I could. As it was, they had chosen the sweetest, most innocent person I'd ever come across. A young woman who wouldn't hurt a fly. If she hadn't been associating with the likes of me, this never would have come about.